It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnau with KRWG News. New Mexico state health officials on Monday announced 106 additional COVID-19 cases in the state. That includes 18 new cases in Doniana County and 7 new cases in Luna County. Health officials also reported 2 new deaths, bringing the number of deaths related to COVID-19 in New Mexico to 851. In New Mexico, there has been over 27,600 cases of COVID-19 reported. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham is sending campaign emails that accuse President Trump of single-handedly botching the nation's coronavirus response. In the campaign email, Lujan Grisham says Trump refused to take action, quote, while knowing how deadly and dangerous COVID-19 would be. The governor has been reluctant at times to criticize Trump publicly since the start of the coronavirus pandemic. New Mexico relies heavily on COVID-19 relief aid from the federal government. The U.S. Justice Department is siding with the father of a 7th grade prep student in a lawsuit that challenges pandemic-related limits on classroom capacity at private schools in New Mexico as more restrictive than public school guidelines. Albuquerque-based U.S. Attorney John Anderson filed a statement of interest on Monday that argues the state is violating the Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution by limiting attendance at private schools to 25% of building capacity when public school guidelines say 50%. In more news, Monday's city council meeting saw new amendments to the Las Cruces UTV ordinance and a decision on small business grant disbursement. For more, here's Madison Staten.
The number of UTV vehicles authorized to be on the road has gone up following a unanimous vote by the Las Cruces City Council. The city eliminated a requirement stating all UTVs must have a speed capability less than or equal to 45 miles per hour. Assistant City Attorney Roberto Cabello addressed the council, stating many UTVs did not qualify to be on the road.
I'm asking for that provision, maximum speed capability not greater than 45 miles per hour, be eliminated. It already reads the speed limit for recreational off-highway vehicles or UTVs operated within the city shall be 45 miles per hour or the posted speed limit, whichever is less. Since it's in the definition, this actually eliminates a number of UTV vehicles because a number of them can actually go much faster than 45 miles per hour.
Other UTV ordinance changes included an amendment to the engine displacement definition. The definition was changed from less than 1,000 cubic centimeters to equal to or less than 1,000 cubic centimeters. Mayor Ken Miyagashima read a public comment from a resident concerned about the impact UTV activity has in neighborhoods.
I have been deeply disappointed by the council's decision to legalize UTVs on city streets. And it is clear that the decision has made a major impact on the safety and quality of life in and around Las Cruces. This is now my number one topic that will affect my voting and activism decisions in the future. I live on the edge of the city / county, but in the city, and since the legalization of UTVs on city streets, there has been a massive explosion in their presence and use, many driven at high speeds through our city neighborhood without a license plate at all.
While Councilor Gabe Vasquez was okay with the changes, he also feels the ordinance should be reviewed in the future.
I think in a couple of months, we should review where we're at with this ordinance. And I think having the appropriate data from our Las Cruces Police Department, but perhaps even inviting our partners at the Bureau of Land Management to share the data that they have on illegal off-road use, you know, would give us a good picture of if we're causing a significant harm to our community as a result of having these the UTVs on the street. And we should look at that. The reason I say that is, you know, I am all for responsible use of these vehicles, but so this, you know, thus far I only hear negative stories from folks and all across the district.
The council also voted unanimously to disperse over $5 million awarded in small business grants prior to reimbursement approval from the New Mexico Department of Finance and Administration. Councilor Vasquez felt the delay would be harmful to small businesses trying to survive the pandemic.
Just, I mean, in the spirit of what this legislation was created for, you know, having these paid out until late December just to me almost defeats the purpose of what we're essentially trying to do, especially for such small amounts of reimbursement.
This means the city will be on the line for any reimbursements not approved by the New Mexico Department of Finance and Administration. It's a price Vasquez believes is well worth paying in order to bring relief as soon as possible.
If the only concern that we have are, you know, a couple of $10,000 reimbursements that for whatever reason aren't qualified by DFA, I'd much rather have that than have businesses wait, you know, another 3 months to get paid out for this.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.